Alumni News, Volume 30, Number 3. Pete Berg, Kelly Egan, Sherry Owen, and Teresa Stern, editors. Audio version voiced by Cliff Hahn. We love your participation in this newsletter. Send submissions to the editor via phone, mail, or email tstern@guidedogs.com or alumninews@guidedogs.com. Alumni Association Mission Statement. The Alumni Association will support the vision of GDB using our power of partnering to improve quality of life by building a strong, sustainable community of support among our alumni. We'll work to support alumni success with their guide in building relationships with others and actively participating in the greater GDB community. Alumni Association Board of Directors Mission Statement. Connecting our community through leadership, advocacy, communication, and outreach. Alumni News is available electronically in Braille upon request and on audio CD upon request. The audio version of this newsletter and Guide Dog News can be found on our website, guidedogs.com. If you are able to access email and would like future issues sent to you electronically, please let Teresa Stern know at tstern@guidedogs.com. Email allows us to get the news to you in a timely manner and is easy on the environment. New Alumni News is now available as a podcast. You can find it at Apple Podcasts. Search for Alumni Updates. Please note that the recording of the newsletter takes some time, so issues will post at a later date than the email version. We'd like to send our very special thanks to all of our alumni who, by their efforts and their examples, refer others to our program. Interested in a career with GDB? Check out our opportunities at guidedogs.com/careers. Browse all of GDB's newsletters, including back issues of Alumni News, at guidedogs.com/news. Table of Contents. 1. From your Alumni Association. A. The 2022 Alumni Reunion starts with you. 2. Bark to School. A. Meet Professor Chad by Melba Velez-Ortiz. B. Get Schooled About Your Dog by Lee Moss. C. Martinez and Friends, Back to School Adventures by Sherry Owen. D. Education Resource List. E. Just for Fun, Tune Into Fall by Pete Berg. 3. Snack Attack. A. Back to School Oatmeal, Peanut Butter, and Banana Cookies by Sherry Owen. B. Martinez's Back to School Treat for Dogs by Sherry Owen. 4. Chapter Chat. A. GDB Windy City Alumni Chapter Visits Wrigley Field by Pete Berg. B. Veterans Corner by Sherry Owen. 5. In Memoriam, In Memory, In Tribute. 6. Announcements. 7. Alumni Association Board of Directors. 8. Roster of Alumni Chapters. 9. Gift Shop News. From your Alumni Association, the 2022 virtual reunion starts with you. Saturday, October 15th, to Saturday, October 22nd. You heard it right, folks. The forthcoming reunion is virtual. This means some traditions are being transformed, making room for new possibilities and more of them. The GDB Alumni Association welcomes alumni from our Guide Dog, OMI, and K9 Buddy programs, as well as our beloved puppy raisers, volunteers, and staff, to participate in the GDB 80th Anniversary Reunion planned for October 15th to the 22nd, 2022. Many of us are itching for a healthy dose of positive vibes among our GDB family, and plans are in motion. Registration is free. Register now to get agenda updates and announcements. To register, go to guidedogs.com/reunion. We have a wide range of workshops and activities planned for the week. Presenters will include GDB alumni, staff, and puppy raisers on topics from vet care to emergency preparedness, to advocacy, crafting, hiking, and even baking bread. We are also setting time aside for games and socials. Draft schedule. Note all times are Pacific Daylight Time. Saturday, October 15th, chapter in-person events. Or if you don't have a chapter near you, take Juno for a nice long walk in celebration of GDB's 80th anniversary. Virtual activities and workshops via Zoom. Sunday, October 16th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday, October 17th through Thursday, October 20th, 4 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday, October 21st, 3:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Saturday, October 22nd, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You will be sent a Zoom link and can come to as many activities as you have time for. We'll be recording workshops for those of you who are unable to attend. Please note, we are dealing with six time zones amongst our alumni, so we have done our best to accommodate schedules. We look forward to connecting with you in October. Register today. Bark to School, Meet Professor Chad, by Melba Velez-Ortiz, with Chad. Can a guide dog be a university professor? In my experience, absolutely. My guide dog, Chad, has become known as Professor Chad at the Michigan College campus, where we have been working together for 6 years. I am a professor of communication, and on the first day of class, I introduce Chad as Professor of Unconditional Love and Service. Think I'm just joking? Well, let me explain why. As a professor who is also a Latina and a blind person, Professor Chad facilitates my presentation as a human being, and not just as an instructor. Chad humanizes me and puts into perspective that, as a human being, I too have challenges and obstacles that I must overcome before I ever make it to class each day. Having Chad in the classroom has had a lasting and positive effect in every classroom we have taught in, as his presence signals to the students at all levels, undergrad, graduate, returning, and presently in honors, that we all, Chad, students, and myself, work together as a team to accomplish the course goals. This way of reframing the student-teacher relationship is key to upturn the obsolete, hierarchical way of understanding the role of professor as a sage on the stage. Thus, by making the instructor a partner to the students, the classroom is infused with a collaborative dynamic that promotes accountability, compassion, and cooperation as foundational values of a college education. This is an important set of skills that students can easily translate into their individual work environments and career endeavors. As my co-instructor, Chad has a unique talent for putting students who are often stressed and anxious as they juggle classes, jobs, and relationships in a relaxed and calm state of mind. Students report that once they arrive at our classroom, just seeing Chad laying in a corner, napping or playing with his toys, relaxes them and makes them smile. Chad's ability to make students relax into the class is invaluable, as a great number of students find it difficult to open up or speak publicly in college classrooms. Research shows that most people fear public speaking more than they fear death, and thus, what Chad does every class session is nothing short of extraordinary. As a communication professor, I also understand that the vast majority of communication among humans happens nonverbally. Scholars have found that more than 90% of communication is nonverbal. This is another area where Chad excels as a teacher. Remember when your parents told you, "Do as I say, not as I do"? Well, Chad doesn't have that problem. Chad exemplifies and embodies service and unconditional love like no other. And get this, he doesn't have to say a word to make his commitment and loyalty unquestionable. This is an indispensable lesson for students, instructors, administrators, and the campus community at large, that a gesture, concrete action, and behavior speaks more than 1,000 words. I could say this to students all day long, but as an instructor, Chad has all the credibility in this regard, and he sets the example for the rest of us. Chad's role as an instructor is key to my success as a communication professor, and his excellent work helps dispel the stereotype and long-standing cultural refrain of blind people as ignorant, foolish, and oblivious. With Professor Chad by my side, we are living proof that blind people are also knowers and experts with knowledge and wisdom that benefits our culture, universities, and the world at large. Note, our eternal gratitude and admiration to the puppy-raising family, Tony and Morgan Watson, whose idea it was to raise a puppy for GDB. We love you with all our hearts. Get Schooled About Your Dog, Inside of a Dog by Alexandra Horowitz, by Lee Moss and Aviva. Have you ever wondered why your guide dog licks you emphatically? What about their need to turn around in small circles before they lie down? How do they see the world, and why are their reflexes so keen that they can catch flying objects like a ball or frisbee or ice cube in midair? In her book, Inside of a Dog, What Dogs See, Smell, and Know, Alexandra Horowitz, a cognitive scientist, explores how dogs perceive their world, other dogs, and their close connections to us, the humans in their lives. After being partnered with my guide, Aviva, I became intrigued with knowing more about how she sees the world around her and why she spends her days sleeping, showing off her favorite bone, smelling all kinds of things in her surroundings, and dedicated to working for me, her human. In the spirit of the start of a new school year, I was inspired to learn more about who Aviva is and what makes her act like such a dog. Horowitz writes in a way that is both scientific and relatable. I learned so much about dogs and now feel like I know Aviva in a way I didn't before, which also translates to the way I relate to her and respect her species even more than I did previously. I'd love to hear more from other GDB alumni who have read this book to learn more about if it changed the way you think about dogs or your guide. Enjoy. Martinez and Friends, Back to School Adventures by Sherry Owen and Martinez. Sherry grabbed her book bag and shoved her hand inside, feeling around for her Orcam in the top pocket, all while mumbling to herself. Martinez lay next to her, waiting patiently, paws crossed in front like a little gentleman. His leash was on the chair with his harness, so he knew they were going somewhere. But today was a Friday, and on Fridays at this time, they usually went nowhere, lazing in the computer room. He relished napping on the rug in a patch of sunlight while Sherry would type furiously, listening and responding to her emails. He recognized the electronic computer voice. It was different in this room than in the other room with the couch and the big bright box, where many different voices came into the room. Maria fluttered outside the patio window. "Where are you off to? It's a Friday. Aren't you usually napping right now?" Martinez side-eyed Maria and gave a nod and shrug of his head. "I don't know," he whispered, "but I'm going to find out soon." Sherry spoke triumphantly. "Found it," and put the Orcam in her zipped side pocket. She picked up the leash and said loudly, "Martinez, come!" Ralph was looking in from the outside, too, eating a mushy tomato from someone's garden and smacking his lips, of course. He laughed hysterically. "You're right beside her. It's so funny she yells for you." Martinez looked sharply over at Ralph. "It's not funny," he admonished. "Remember, she's blind." Martinez got up and put his head protectively on Sherry's leg. If he could have put his arms around her, he would have, the way she did to him when she gave him what she called a hug. Sometimes she put her face close to his, and he closed his eyes, waiting for the wetness that never came. She pressed her lips to his jowl and his nose, but never once did she lick him the way he did her. "There you are, my wonderful boy," Sherry said, touching his ears gently, as she put his leash on his collar and slipped his harness over his lean flanks. Ralph narrowed his eyes and watched. As they strolled down the suburban street, he scampered, following at a slight distance, hesitating every so often. Sherry and Martinez walked to the bus stop, while Maria swooped in overhead. When the bus picked them up, Ralph jumped into the bottom of the wheel well, onto the metal plate where he was protected for the ride. Maria fluttered above, following the bus. Martinez tucked himself in under Sherry's legs under the seat. Martinez liked the bus. He liked that his friends were coming with them. The bus ride was smooth and their driver, Chad, always said hello and winked at Martinez, confirming he was doing a great job. After about 30 minutes, the bus pulled onto a campus. "Okay, Sherry, we're here. You and Martinez have a great day," Chad said. Martinez jumped up and Ralph scurried out from under the bus, coughing. "Yuck, phooey," he spit as a cloud of gray smoke came out of Ralph's throat. Martinez guided Sherry up a set of stairs and Ralph scampered up them, while Maria fluttered above. "Oh, Martinez, it's beautiful here. Where are we?" Ralph heard Maria and he looked over his shoulder. There were trees and grass and a beautiful ocean landscaping the back of the buildings. Ralph set about cleaning himself on a patch of nearby grass. Students were biking on paths and others were skateboarding alongside of them. "I think this is a college," Martinez said slowly. "Look at all this foot traffic." Ralph countered, "Look at all those M&Ms on the ground. I'm in heaven." He lunged and ran toward a half-eaten bag of candy lying next to an empty can of soda. Maria buzzed and dive-bombed. She, too, was excited. Other than the grass, the landscaping was native and brimming with tall nectar flowers that she could suckle. Martinez looked side to side, familiarizing himself with the campus's layout. He saw the crosswalk up ahead and waited for his command. Ralph yelled at him between bites, drooling and smiling. "You got this, Martinez. You're awesome." Martinez took a deep sigh and smiled. A thought came to him. "Betty Sue thought I was awesome." Martinez heard Sherry give a command, and he briskly guided her forward across the sidewalk, some left and right turns, until they came to a large entrance door. "Good boy," she reassured, giving Martinez one of his favorite treats. Sherry opened the door, and Martinez walked through, Sherry following closely behind him. Sherry had been here once before, with a friend in her cane, so she knew how to count how many doors down the hall she was going. "Forward, forward," she commanded, giving Martinez directions, until they landed at a ceramics classroom. The room was mostly full. Martinez looked around and saw so many students' faces smiling at him. "Do not pay attention to them," he thought. "You must focus." Students were heard oohing and aahing at him as he walked by. A student held out a piece of cookie for Martinez, and he kept walking, not even sniffing to accept. "Chair, Martinez," Sherry said. Martinez guided her to an open chair, and Sherry sat down. She pointed to the floor, and Martinez settled in beside her, still in harness. "She is really stressed," he thought. Sherry gently touched the top of his head and bent over. She rubbed one of his ears and whispered, "Thank you, my friend." Martinez's eyes welled up with happiness. He enjoyed his work. When class was over, they left the building. Maria had been fluttering, checking the classroom windows. She came back to the grass to tell Ralph she had seen them. His cheeks bulged with food. He couldn't speak. He had found a pizza crust with just a touch of sauce left on it. Delightful. He regarded the underside while he chewed, stopping to flick off some ants. No way they were going to eat his prize. Maria could barely contain her disgust. "Don't you ever stop eating?" she asked indignantly. "No," Ralph chomped unapologetically. "I'm always hungry." "We need to make sure we don't miss Sherry and Martinez, Ralph. Bring your pizza and follow me." Ralph stuffed the last few bites into his mouth, bulging out his cheek pocket. He followed Maria to the curb near the entrance door, where there were some plants. Maria landed on a branch overhead. When Martinez finally was outside, Ralph scampered up next to him, twitching his tail. Sherry had halted and was listening to her voiceover. Students were streaming out of the building. Martinez looked over and realized Ralph was covered from head to toe in dirt. "What are you doing? Why are you so filthy?" Martinez demanded. Ralph gleefully rose on his hind legs and retrieved the pizza stored in his cheek. "I love it here," he chewed thoughtfully. "Look at all this grass and space for me to tunnel. And there is food that the kids drop. I think I'm going to stay." Martinez and Maria exchanged a meaningful look between them. "Really?" Maria asked incredulously. "Don't you want to come home with us?" Ralph stopped chewing, regarding them both. He got off his hind legs and sat as still as Ralph could, his whiskers twitching, deep in thought. Martinez said, "I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'd really like you to come home too. We won't see you every day if you stay here at the college." Ralph gulped hard, swallowing the last of his pizza without enjoying it. He wrapped his tail around his little body. He looked over at Martinez and then Maria. His whiskers twitched rapidly, and he blinked several times. "Really? You'd really miss me?" he asked plaintively. "Nobody has ever really missed me." Maria fluttered, swooping in next to him. "We love you, you little pest. Home wouldn't be the same without you, Ralphie." Ralph threw his paws in the air and looked at Martinez. "How many times are we coming back here?" "Twice a week," Martinez replied. Ralph breathed deeply in the fresh open air. "Okay, let me suck up some fresh air before I clog up my lungs again in that gas guzzler. I love you guys, too." Martinez and Maria smiled. Sherry gave Martinez a gentle pat on his head. "Come on, boy, let's go home." Just for Fun. Tune Into Fall by Pete Berg with Lloyd. What better way to swing into fall than with a new playlist? Here are some ideas for those back to school and other fall favorites. Enjoy. Teacher, Teacher by Rockpile. Be True to Your School by The Beach Boys. School, Nirvana. Smoking in the Boys' Room by Brownsville Station. Rock and Roll High School, The Ramones. School Days, Chuck Berry. Too Cool for School by Fountains of Wayne. ABC by Jackson 5. You Belong with Me, Taylor Swift. Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2, Pink Floyd. School from Supertramp. School's Out, Alice Cooper. Halloween Theme from John Carpenter. Thriller, Michael Jackson. Dead Man's Party, Oingo Boingo. Disturbia by Rihanna. Monster Mash from Bobby Pickett. Time of the Season, The Zombies. Pet Sematary from The Ramones. Snack Attack, Back to School Oatmeal Banana Peanut Butter Cookies for Humans by Sherry Owen with Martinez. This recipe will make approximately 30 cookies. Here are the ingredients. 1.5 cups of mashed banana. I like the overripe ones because they're sweeter. 1/3 cup of smooth or crunchy peanut butter. 3/4 cup of unsweetened applesauce. 1 teaspoon of vanilla. 1/4 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of cinnamon. 1.5 cups of old-fashioned oats. 1/2 cup of shredded coconut. And 1/2 cup of chopped pecans, cashews, or walnuts. Instructions. Take your 1.5 cups of mashed banana and mix in 1/3 cup of peanut butter, 3/4 cup of your applesauce, your vanilla, salt, and your cinnamon. I use a hand mixer when I do this until I feel a nice smooth consistency. Blend in the 1.5 cups of oats and the coconut by folding the oats and coconut with a spatula within the mixture. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Once blended, drop teaspoons of the cookie mixture on your cookie sheet. I line mine with parchment paper. If you want a flatter cookie, flatten with a fork. These cookies will stay their shape when you bake them. They won't spread when baked. Bake for 12 to 15 minutes. Allow 30 minutes to cool. These are a great snack cookie to take with you back to school. Martinez's Oatmeal Pumpkin Peanut Butter Back to School Snack for Dogs by Sherry and Martinez. Ingredients. 3 cups of old-fashioned slow-cooking oats, or you can buy oat flour. 2 eggs. 1 cup of pure pumpkin puree. And 3 teaspoons of smooth, all-natural peanut butter. Instructions. If you have oat flour, pour 3 cups into a bowl. If you don't, add your oats to the bowl of a blender or food processor. I prefer a blender because it's easier for me. It's one device with a button to turn on and one switch for different speeds. Blend the oats on a medium to high speed for 2 to 4 minutes. Turn off your blender and pour your oats into a bowl. They should feel like flour. If the oats don't have the consistency of flour, put them back in the blender and blend another 1 to 2 minutes. Add pumpkin puree, peanut butter, and eggs to the blended oats or your oat flour and combine until the dough feels of a smooth consistency. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Scoop with a teaspoon and drop on a cookie sheet. I prefer to line mine with parchment paper so the treat will not stick once baked. Once you drop the dough onto the cookie sheet, go back and flatten with a fork. I also spray my fork with canola oil so it doesn't stick to the dough. Once your oven reaches 350 degrees, bake 15 to 17 minutes. Let cool for an hour. During this time, don't be surprised if your dog waits under the counter while the baked goods are cooling, drooling, of course. These are a great treat to pack in your lunch to take with you to school to give as a high-value treat to your guide. Chapter Chat. GDB Windy City Chapter Visits Wrigley Field by Pete Berg and Lloyd. On July 26th, the 32nd anniversary of the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, GDB Windy City Chapter members, family, and friends attended the Chicago Cubs versus the Pittsburgh Pirates game. There were 20 attendees, including 6 handlers with their guide dogs. Most were wearing their brand-new GDB Alumni Association Windy City Chapter shirts. Attendees had an opportunity to go on field prior to the game and take photos and record a video for the alumni reunion. Cubs staff were available to assist any handler that needed to exit the ballpark during the game to relieve their pup. Guide Dogs for the Blind and the Windy City Chapter were mentioned during the second inning of the Cubs radio broadcast. Take a listen.
Ron, we have a very special group of people today. We'd like to welcome Peter Berg, president of the Windy City Alumni Chapter of Guide Dogs for the Blind.
Oh, wow.
He is in attendance with 20 members, including six handlers and their guide dogs. Mm. They are here at the ballpark wearing red GDB shirts, Guide Dogs for the Blind. Avid followers of the Cubs, and they enjoy listening to Cubs radio on 670 The Score. And that reminds me of our late great friend Craig Lynch, visually handicapped and just one of the best people that we've ever known. Certainly one of the smartest people we've ever known. He was a great, great Cub fan. But I hope they have a good time today. Mm-hmm. We thank them. That's a very special part of our listening audience. It really is.
The Cubs staff were wonderful. Everyone had a great time. And best of all, the Cubs won. All are looking forward to another trip to the ballpark in 2023. Veterans Corner by Sherry Owen and Martinez. Hi, veterans. In our Veterans Corner of this newsletter, I wanted to let you all know, or remind you all, that we, as visually impaired blind veterans, have access to a blind rehabilitation outpatient specialist, BROS, through the Department of Veterans Affairs. A BROS specialist is skilled to assist blind veterans at our homes or at a VA medical center. The BROS instructor can assist you with either orientation and mobility, living skills, and/or manual skills. Some of us are heading back to school, maybe for the first time using our GI Bill, or perhaps much later in life for a second degree. But the BROS specialist can come meet you for a campus visit. The BROS will orient you to your classroom, cafeteria, bus stops, restrooms, and any other pathways or orientation you need for your back-to-school needs. You and your guide will be ready to go. To schedule this, reach out to your VIST and request a campus visit from your BROS. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me at sherryowen@yahoo.com. You are welcome to join the Veterans Chapter the second Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Zoom link and OneTap Mobile are as follows. Location. Join via Zoom at this link. Meeting ID 994-6485-5819. Passcode 198677. Or OneTap Mobile, San Jose. +16699009128, (99464855819), ##. And in Houston, +13462487799, (99464855819), #. In memoriam, in memory, in tribute. In memory, remembering alumni who have passed. Sherry Riley of Austin, Texas, with Harley, female golden retriever. John James Humphrey of Phoenix, Arizona, with Noah, male black lab. Bill Landis of Turlock, California, with Nate, male black lab. In memory, remembering guides who have passed. J.C., female yellow lab guide for Dawn Maxey of Downers Grove, Illinois, CA-723, June 2011. Bettina, female yellow lab guide for Stacy Lifesey of Houston, Texas, OR-257, August 2013. In tribute, honoring guides who have retired. Tansy, female black lab guide for Karen Hendrick of Kitchener, Ontario, CA-754, April 2013. Announcements. Rideshare denials. Take action. A note from Margie Donovan and Becky Davidson. Dear guide dog handlers, we're all aware that many, if not most of us, have faced denials of rides from both Lyft and Uber due to our guide dogs traveling with us. We have recently learned from a Department of Justice representative, DOJ, that we should file ADA complaints when this happens. You can go to ada.gov and type in the search box, File ADA Complaint. There are several options, but you will want to file a civil rights complaint. The link that refers to the Department of Transportation is only for airline complaints. Please note, We are only focusing on direct rideshare denials in which you summoned a Lyft or Uber yourself. If you have faced denials through your paratransit service company, those complaints should be reported directly to your transit agency's customer service number. Such complaints can also be submitted to the Federal Transit Administration, FTA. We, Margie Donovan and Becky Davidson, are available to help should you need assistance in completing the DOJ form. You may contact Margie at margie.donovan1@outlook.com or Becky at beckyb1120@gmail.com. Once you submit your complaint online, you will receive a receipt. Please then email that receipt to David Knight at the DOJ, davidknight@usdoj.gov. We are undertaking this project because the DOJ has indicated that they have had no guide dog discrimination complaints filed against Uber and Lyft. We see many posts on email lists and social media, but it is now time to file your complaint directly with DOJ. The more complaints they receive, the more likely it is that they will take action. Best, Margie Donovan and Becky Davidson.
This concludes Alumni News, Volume 30, Number 3. Thanks for listening.